When you go to a concert, there are a few things you always expect. Traffic getting into the parking lot, a line to wait on just to get into the concert, needing enough money to buy the merchandise or food and beverages, needing to check if there are any more dings on your car than when you parked, and, of course, checking that your vaccines are up to date. Wait, what? Oh, you probably know that the measles outbreak continues to advance. Now there was a warning that exposure to measles did happen at a recent Shakira concert at MetLife Stadium here in New Jersey. My first guest today is here to share his insight into the measles disease, the outbreak that we're currently seeing advancing, and how it should be responded to. He is the Chief Science Officer with HealthTrackRx, Dr. Jay Reddy. How are you today, Doctor?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And learn more about HealthTrackRx, and they're doing something pretty important that we'll get to in our conversation here with Dr. Reddy. HealthTracksRx.com is the website. We have it at our homepage as well. If you look at the latest stats from the CDC, total of 1,024 cases, the bulk of those people under the age of 20, and almost the majority, well, they classify it as unvaccinated or unknown, which if you're vaccinated, you probably would be kind of upfront about that, but let's not assume here. And as far as states, there's more states with it than without any cases of measles. So just for the foundation, Doctor, what are measles?
Measles is a respiratory virus that was eradicated from the U.S. back in 2000, meaning we didn't spread it inside the U.S. There were cases that from global travel to countries that did not have access to vaccinations. There were people who come back into the United States with it, but we wouldn't have the spread in the United States. Important thing to know about virus, measles, it is one of the most contagious viruses that's out there. For every person that gets it, it's estimated that 20 people will get it from them. So that kind of spread is really unparalleled with other respiratory viruses, and the complications that can come for that, particularly in the high-risk groups like kids, because kids can't get vaccinated until a certain age, don't get their double vaccination until they're right around the age of four. They're at the highest risk, causes a high-grade fever up to 105 degrees, and the complications that can come from that can be life-altering.
Now, as far as the symptoms, can the symptoms be confused with something else, thereby ignoring something more serious, thinking it's not serious?
Generally, when someone gets measles, it's pretty obvious after a week or two after they get the virus. The problem with measles is it takes a week or two to start showing symptoms. So you can be walking around spreading this virus at a concert, for example, or a sporting event, not even knowing you have the virus because you have no symptoms at that point. But usually when you get to the symptomatic stage, it's pretty obvious. You get a high-grade fever, and you also get red spots that start at the hairline and kind of move down, and a lot of times end up coming together that presents itself in one big rash. So by that point, it's usually fairly obvious that someone has the measles. But the real issue is you don't start showing those symptoms until a week or two after you have that virus, and you're spreading it the entire time.
And even those early symptoms, the runny nose and the watery eyes, you might just, right at this time of year, for example, you might be dismissing that as allergies.
Absolutely. Allergies or a common cold or something like that at the very beginning, for sure.
I was reading, too, that when it comes to diseases, the measles virus can exist a long, long time, longer than most viruses do on just the surface when it is spread. I saw one article where it said it can last more than 3 hours on a surface.
Yeah, so someone can go wipe their nose, throw it in the trash in a bathroom, touch a doorknob, and anyone who's touched that doorknob at an airport, for example, for those 3 hours are potentially getting in contact with the virus. So it does last long on surfaces compared to other respiratory virus and other pathogens in general.
We say the V word virus, people probably think first and foremost the flu. How serious of a virus is measles? I mean, certainly you can have a serious virus outcome with the flu, especially if you're a certain health condition, age, and other specifics. But in comparison to a serious flu, how much more serious can measles become?
Measles can be much more serious in those high-risk populations. So when we talk about kids who haven't got the vaccine because they're not able to get the vaccine, whenever you have a 105-degree fever, that is hard to manage. So getting supportive therapy to keep that fever down is vastly important. Also, many cases develop in pneumonia. Again, not something that generally has poor outcomes in children. And what we've also seen more long-term are it causes swelling of the brain, which can cause long-term issues like mental disability. It can cause deafness and ultimately death. So while flu is dangerous, the consequences of measles in children just far outweighs what we see from typical respiratory viruses. And then when you get to other high-risk groups like someone who's pregnant, if they're not vaccinated, those general risks are preterm labor. And we know the risks that are associated with preterm labor in kids. So it's really, for that population, that vulnerable population, very dangerous.
Talking about the measles outbreak in America with Dr. Jay Reddy, who is the Chief Science Officer with HealthTrackRx, HealthTrackRx.com, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned vaccines. I found this survey from the Annenberg Science and Public Health Organization. Two-thirds of U.S. adults, specifically 67%, know that it's false to say the vaccines given to kids like the measles vaccine cause autism, so they're in favor of vaccines, which sounds like a great number, except for two things. A, that's a drop from 74% in 2021, and that 67% means there's 33% who believe the conspiracies and one can assume are anti-vax people. That does not help the situation much, does it, Doctor?
No, it hurts, and you look at the vaccination rates, you need to keep them above 95% to have herd immunity. And I think what we're getting ourselves into is we had this kind of, I wouldn't call it anti-vaccination status, but more questioning back in the early 2000s, where it was kind of a naturalist movement where they were trying to look at what putting things inside your body, how it could lead to, you know, developmental delays or autism. Ultimately, did not find a link there, even though there were some papers published. They've all been retracted. But when we get down into the COVID days where we force vaccinations, I think that has also led to the hesitancy as well. And when we're getting 67%, we got 33% of people saying that are not agreeing with that statistic that you just threw out, that's going to long-term make this situation worse. So while I expect what we're seeing right now with measles to continue to be the new norm year in and year out, if those vaccination rates continue to decline to the below 90% level, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
And as a medical professional, how frustrating is that? Because for the most part, we had measles by definition eliminated. Yeah, there were a handful of cases, but you look at, we started with single digits in Texas, which, of course, where the anti-vax philosophy flourishes. And look how fast it spread to just over 1,000. If you do the calculation of trends and rates of increasing, if something doesn't change, we are looking at a serious future when it comes to the measles virus.
Yeah, absolutely. It's from a professional standpoint, it's frustrating to see the current state of affairs. I never thought in our laboratory we would ever have to develop a test for measles based on where we were at, you know, even a decade ago. But beyond measles, it also makes you think about what other things are we at risk for, like polio, if we continue to have this vaccine hesitancy. And, you know, it's been well, these vaccines that have been around for 30, 40 years have been some of the most well-studied vaccines around. We know they're effective and we know that they can eradicate disease. So, you know, where I kind of stand on this issue are, it's good for parents to have questions or for people to have questions or even doubts about vaccinations based on the things that are out there. Go to your trusted healthcare professional, have that conversation, be upfront with your concerns, and have a discussion on that one specific vaccine. All these vaccines have been around for a different amount of times. They have different side effects for a different purpose, for a different person. So have that conversation with someone you trust, a medical professional that you trust, so you can get your concerns alleviated and kind of find out the facts of best case and worst case. What we know that we can eradicate disease from vaccines. We know the side effects that the vaccines give to people who get them. We also know if someone gets a disease, what the potential impacts there, what the potential impacts for that patient are. So really, you got to do a cost and benefit analysis. And in my mind, the benefits of vaccine way outweigh the downstream consequences of small side effects like diarrhea or a small grade fever.
And certainly the benefits of early detection, like with any illness, is also a great asset. And that's where HealthTrack RX comes in, because you guys have developed a test that seems to be a very reliable test for measles.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that we were talking with our partners, particularly in the pediatric space. There were a lot of patients who were having to go to three or four different facilities just to find access to get a test. And so you think about the potential spread of walking into four different spots trying to look for a measles test. And there have been reports out there that it's taking, you know, up to a week to get test results back. And if you're going to have, if we're in the spot right now where we're at, where measles is spreading, the only way that you can reduce the spread is to quickly identify people who are positive for that virus so we can contain the spread and get them on the supportive therapy that they need. Also, for people who are negative, who've been exposed and might be showing symptoms, the anxiety that can cause in parents and patients, even a negative test result saying they don't have it, that they can return to kind of normal work activities, normal life activities, both of these are crucial. And being able to offer a test that comes out the next day, next morning, is instrumental in these kind of regional public health emergencies.
Is this a test that's commercially available, or do you have to go to your doctor for it?
You have to go to the doctor for it. So we partner a lot with pediatrics, urgent cares, family practices across the nation. And if you go ask for a HealthTrack measles test at your local doctor, they likely will have access to that.
And you can find out more at HealthTrackRx.com. He is their chief science officer at HealthTrackRx, Dr. Jay Reddy. Doctor, thank you for the information, the awareness that your work is raising. Thank you so much for being here today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.